Name of a man who died after being struck by a vehicle in Canton Thursday night has been revealed. The Starr County Coroner's Office says it's 43-year-old James Ammons Jr. of Canton. The coroner's office asking the public to help them find his nearest relative. Ammons was in the roadway when he was struck by an SUV headed south on Cleveland Avenue at 32nd Street Northwest. He was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he died of his injuries shortly thereafter. The vehicle's driver was not hurt. An investigation is continuing. Health Department in Canton says a mosquito collected in the city has tested positive for West Nile virus. The presence of the virus confirmed by the Ohio Department of Health. The sample trapped in the 2200 block of Sandwith Avenue Southwest. It was part of the mosquito abatement program. Health Department employees continue to larvicide and identify and remove areas of stagnant water. The first round of mosquito spraying begins today and will be completed June 18th. Additional spraying will take place over the summer months. The death of an inmate at the Columbiana County Jail is the subject of an ongoing investigation by the Sheriff's Office. Staff discovered 48-year-old Shannon Heron of East Liverpool dead in her cell Tuesday morning. The coroner is also investigating. An autopsy will be conducted by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. A detective of the Columbiana County Drug Task Force was called to the jail for a possible fatal overdose. Heron was arrested May 30th in Chester, West Virginia, after separate indictments for aggravated drug possession and possession of a fentanyl-related compound. A weekend shooting in Youngstown claimed a man's life. Police responded around 3:30 Sunday morning to Gibson and Poland Avenues. Man later identified as 28-year-old Raymond Butler Jr. was found shot in a vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident being investigated as a homicide. No arrests have been made. Police say multiple people were in the area at the time of the incident. The Youngstown Police Department's Accident Investigation Unit and Mahoning County Coroner's Office investigating a fatal two-vehicle crash that happened at the intersection of Southern and Midlothian Boulevards shortly before 6 Saturday evening. The car overturned after the collision. 55-year-old Donna Elifritz was driving that vehicle and died at the scene. The second driver was not hurt. Motion for judicial release for former Austintown Township trustee Steve Kent has been rejected. He's serving a prison time following his conviction on a tampering with evidence charge in August 2023. The motion filed last month in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court was denied without comment. Another appeal was denied in September. Prosecutors said Kent reset a cell phone to impede an investigation. He was acquitted of having a sexual relationship with a Poland high school student while working as a resource officer. Man is wanted by the U.S. Marshals for conspiracy to distribute cocaine, fentanyl, and heroin. 39-year-old Stayshawn Williams is described as a black male, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds. The Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force says he's known to frequent the Cleveland, Youngstown, and Warren areas. Tips can remain anonymous. Anyone with information asked to contact the task force at 1-866-4-WANTED or by submitting an online tip. A reward is available for information leading to an arrest. A Mahoning County judge will decide on motions filed by the attorney for a Youngstown man indicted on 20 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Child pornography charges leveled in May against 28-year-old Rolando Guzman Sosa. He's accused of possessing thousands of images of child porn found in a raid of his home in April 2024. The defense attorney for Guzman Sosa submitted a motion Monday in Common Pleas Court saying his client does not understand the charges against him and cannot aid in his own defense. He's also seeking a reduced bond. One person died in an explosion at a Liberty Township home Saturday night. Investigators say illegal fireworks were being manufactured at the home using materials pulled from legal consumer-grade products. At a Monday news conference, State Fire Prevention Bureau Chief Anita Matheny said homemade devices are unstable and very dangerous. She said there have been 507 fires in Ohio caused by fireworks in the past 3 years with two fatalities. 34-year-old Justin Braun was killed in the blast. An adult and a 4-year-old were critically injured. The incident destroyed the home on East Montrose Street. Niles Police and the Trumbull County Coroner's Office investigating the death of a worker. Firefighters found the man unconscious at BRT Extrusions on North Main Street Friday afternoon. He died later at a local hospital. McDonald fire officials say a man in his mid-50s was hit by a train in Wethersfield Township Monday morning. The incident occurred around 10 a.m. Man tried to cross the tracks along Olive Street as the train approached. He was struck, and responding fire crews took him to St. Elizabeth Health Center, where he is in critical condition. The National Weather Service will be in Holmes County today to survey storm damage near Lake Buckhorn. Surveyors will determine if a tornado touched down in the area Monday. The Weather Service confirmed a tornado in Stark County last week. It hit Beach City Thursday with estimated winds of 80 miles per hour. The EF0 twister traveled roughly 25 yards and caused roof damage. No injuries were reported. Weather Service findings will be released once the survey is complete in Holmes County.